Welcome to The Digital Brew,
a podcast about making your business more awesome online.
I'm Angela, a copywriter, here with my husband, Stu, a web designer.
It's time to pour yourself a cuppa and let's get started.
Hello, welcome to the first episode of The Digital Brew. Well, technically, it's episode zero, because the thing is, it's our first ever episode and we kind of knew that it would be quite horrible, so we didn't want to officially commit to episode one just yet. So yeah, excuse the awkwardness. Maybe just skip it.
Yeah, skip it. It's called episode zero for a reason. Just don't listen. This is simply filler.
Pretty much. So anyway, this episode is about the story so far. So in this episode, we'll be sharing about who we are and the purpose of the podcast and yeah, how we got to this place. So hopefully it's kind of interesting. But if not, just skip ahead. Okay, so let's start by introducing ourselves. So I'm Angela. At The Digital Brew, I am the creative director and copywriter. And aside from The Digital Brew, I'm also a freelance copywriter under my own name. And my preferred brew is green tea.
I'm Stuart. I'm the husband of Angela. I'm the web designer at The Digital Brew. So I do all the web things and the implementing of web things. And my preferred brew is Assam tea, Assam black tea, with a little bit of milk, no sugar. And any coffee is typically fine except for bad coffee.
So not much coffee then?
Just, yeah.
Not McDonald's coffee. Not me. All right. So the purpose of the Digital Brew podcast is we want to connect with more businesses, more small businesses and creatives by sharing the journey and just talking about useful and interesting stuff. But we also want to create content for our business because we both already have our own blogs. Plus I, as a writer, I write blogs for my clients all the time. And to be honest, I've got enough writing to do. So for the Digital Brew, I just really wanted to minimize the amount of writing I would have to do and so use the podcast for all content.
It seems easy. You think, oh, I'll just talk on a podcast. But up to this point, we've probably could have written a lot of blogs.
Probably. But I figure after we record the episode, I can just hand it over to Stu and he can deal with it from there. Mm-hmm. So the first bunch of episodes that we're going to record for the Digital Brew will be focused on our launch because at the moment we are less than 2 weeks away from officially launching our new brand. We've announced it in a few places, but the website is still like a coming soon page, and we're just really in the thick of getting everything ready. So we're going to be sharing about all the things we've been doing and hopefully it'll be useful for anybody who is thinking about launching a brand or just checking off to see if they've missed anything in, you know, their own brand. You know, if sometimes you don't really put a lot of planning into it, you just kind of go with the flow. And yeah, so hopefully it'll be useful for you.
And after that, I guess we'll just be focusing on whatever we learn through the business, whatever we learn working for clients, any helpful hints we can share along the way.
Sounds good. So, I mean, we know a few things about websites and writing and all that jazz. So hopefully we'll share some of the stuff we know and stuff that we're interested in. So with that, I guess digital marketing is pretty much guaranteed. Probably stuff to do with WordPress, content marketing, copywriting, branding. But there might be some more personal stuff. Maybe we'll even interview some guests. Who knows? Ooh. So at this point, we're not looking too far ahead. But we're open to seeing where things go.
Okay, we'll dive into our personal story a bit. Who are we? We are married high school sweethearts who live in Brisbane, Australia. We're parents to two crazy toddlers. We're creatives. We like making things. I am a web designer and my wife is the amazing copywriter.
So how did we get to this place where we are launching a business together? Okay, so kind of hard to know where to start with that one. But maybe I'll just talk a little bit about my background to start with. So I have a marketing communication background, went to uni, wasn't really that useful to be honest, but it was enough to get me into my first job in like small business marketing. And from there, I realized I wanted to do business myself. And so I started freelancing, which quickly turned into a business, not the current one, but a previous one called Big Idea Marketing, which I'll talk a little bit about in a minute.
I was watering plants, which was my second job in horticulture. But I also spent a lot of time in my childhood doing really geeky and nerdy things, like making websites. My biggest hit of a website was a Simpsons website where you could watch episodes online illegally. But we won't get into that in too much detail. I joined Big Idea Marketing within a couple of months of Angela starting it. as she was getting overwhelmed with work, and I was able to assist with some of my web design skills.
Yeah, so we didn't really plan any of that. It kind of just happened as we went along, unlike this time around with the Digital Brew, where we've put a lot more thought and planning into it. So we did things quite differently back then. We actually did all the things pretty much, made all the classic mistakes with small business. We did social media, graphics, even print for clients. Basically anything clients wanted that was vaguely to do with marketing, we would do for them, which was great because we learned a lot and we got a lot of experience. And it helped us find our sweet spot.
I think the biggest thing we learned is what we didn't want to do.
Oh, yes.
Which was everything.
Everything.
So we've learned from that a lesson, and we found, yeah, what our sweet spot is and what we're good at and how we can most help people.
Yeah, so I was really lucky to work on a lot of copywriting projects as a part of Big Idea Marketing, and I just found that I loved it so much. It was came really easily to me compared to a lot of people, I think, and clients were really happy with it, and so that kind of took me into focusing more on copywriting. And Stu, well, his skills are pretty obvious from the beginning, I think.
I always like fiddling with new technology and implementing things into websites,
yes.
So that just kind of came naturally.
Yeah. So through Big Idea Marketing, we got into this place where we were launching a bunch of small business websites. But then it was just starting to get good and it came to a rather abrupt end. So about a year after we started that business, I found out we were going to have a baby, which was super awesome. But with having a baby kind of puts a spanner in the works with having a small business at the same time, because you've basically got two little babies with competing needs. And our business was still very much in the baby stage. So once he came along, and look, guys, he was not an easy baby. We refer to him as the cyclone, and he was like that from the very beginning, and he's still like that. So he just wasn't compatible with having a business. I feel like I'm like laying all the blame on our first child. But just the reality of it was Stu had to head back to a day job and I had to focus mainly on mum stuff, especially with the lack of sleep. But in between all of that, I still managed to do a little bit of freelancing, just a little bit over the next year. And then we had another baby. Fortunately, he was not so much a cyclone. Actually, he's really quite calm and lovely. But that was a really important time for me to get a lot clearer on the future for us as a family and set some goals and, yeah, just start planning what I would do next. Because at this point, I'm like, I need to do something other than focusing on the mum stuff. I'm going crazy. So anyway, before he was born, I actually started planning out the relaunch of my personal brand as just a copywriter, content writer. So I planned that for about 6 months after baby number two was born. So by the time baby number two, we call him Sebastian, but we actually call him Bazza, by the way. You probably should know that because we'll probably talk about him a fair bit on this podcast. So by the time he was about 6 months old, I really started ramping it up and putting myself out there a bit more, and a lot more work started coming in. And it was just a crazy time juggling the babies at home and trying to like ramp up the work and keep clients happy and still seem professional while I was really sleep deprived. Yeah. So just a shout out to all the mums in business who are at this phase. It is so hard. It's pretty much the hardest thing I've ever done, but we made it. We got through. It was a really tough, probably 6 to 8 months of this. But we got to a critical point where I had enough ongoing work so that Stu could come back home and start helping with more of the parenting, thank goodness, so that I could focus on more of my work and just keep it going from there and keep building on that momentum.
Yeah, so then eventually we got to a point where we were able to start at least one of the children in daycare, and we had some help from the grandparents as well, which allowed us to free up a bit more time so that we could actually work on some projects together. So in that time, I've sort of been helping Angela with her own website and occasionally with some of her clients' websites. We've worked on a few projects and just generally doing things that don't involve having their children in our face 24/7. Yeah, so that brings us to where we are at the moment with the Digital Brew. So we just decided, I guess, we wanted to start something new working together again. And keeping it simple as well. So that's where we came to the Digital Brew, where we're basically combining the things that Angela is good at and the thing that I'm good at.
So yeah, pretty much the Digital Brew is going to be all-in-one website packages. So that includes copywriting and design plus web hosting. So basically the things we do best all smushed in together, which is super exciting. And that's what we're doing for now. But we've got some other plans for the future, but we're just going to start things as simply as we can. Doing our best to hold ourselves back.
I think this sort of simple first offer will appeal to a lot of people. It's a bit of a need in the market at the moment.
I think so. Mm. And I think web design is just made way too complicated by a lot of businesses, and we're just trying to keep it simple as we can.
Yeah. The opposite of what we were trying to do years ago.
Oh my goodness, yes.
So we're... Our launch date is set for the 22nd of October, which is a few weeks from now, which is mildly terrifying. Mm. And this episode will go live a little bit after that. And then I think we're aiming to do it weekly. Is that awful?
Oh, you've said that now.
Well, I can scratch that bit out. We're aiming to do it bi-monthly.
We'll never put another episode out again. No, I guess aspirationally we'd like to put out weekly podcast episodes, but we're not super committed to that at the moment. We're just going to kind of go with the flow. But weekly would be nice. Hmm. We'll just see.
Cool.
Yeah. So just to wrap up what we've talked about today, the business journey can come with a few twists and turns in it. Especially when you introduce kids and life and all those fun things.
And the occasional cyclone.
And the occasional cyclone, who knows? So if you're in that phase of life and business now where things aren't going so great, just know that good things are coming, stick at it, persevere, maybe look at it as your next pivot into something better. And it does get better and easier over time. You get more experienced, you make less silly mistakes, hopefully. And yeah, stick at it. And also focus on your vision for the future, because it'll really help you get through the hardest parts. It definitely helped me get through some really tough times. It was so worth doing, spending the time to think about, you know, where I saw our family in the future and how the business fits into that. You also don't have to have everything figured out before you launch. Right now, we are less than 2 weeks away. We do not have everything figured out, but we do know the next 2 to 3 steps that are coming up. We can see our to-do list and we are almost there. And yep, in a few months, we'll have a very different looking to-do list, but we can focus on the next things we need to do and get them done and get everything launched.
Well, that's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening. Hopefully next week, we'll be talking about choosing a business model and a business name. So we'll be going into what we did, looking at our target market and our product offering. And we'll also be looking at how we came up with our business name, The Digital Brew. So we'll see you then. Thanks for listening to The Digital Brew with Ange and Stu.
Make sure you head over to thedigitalbrew.com for more episodes, detailed show notes, resources, and our newsletter.
And if you feel like this episode has helped you make your business more awesome, pop us a review.
We'll catch you next time.